A plan involves answering straightforward questions about the end you want. Where do you want to be when you're no longer independent? What do you want in terms of medical intervention? And who's going to make sure your plan is followed? You will need advocates. Having more than one increases your chance of getting the end you want. Don't assume the natural choice is your spouse or child. You want someone who has the time and proximity to do this job well, and you want someone who can work with people under the pressure of an ever-changing situation. Hospital readiness is critical. You are likely to be headed to the emergency room, and you want to get this right. Prepare a one-page summary of your medical history, medications, and physician information. Put this in a really bright envelope with copies of your insurance cards, your power of attorney, and your do not resuscitate order. Have advocates keep a set in their car, tape a set to your refrigerator. When you show up in the ER with this packet, your admission is streamlined in a material way. You're going to need caregivers. You'll need to assess your personality and financial situation to determine whether an elder care community or staying at home is your best choice. In either case, do not settle. We went through a number of not quite right caregivers before we found the perfect team led by Marcia, who won't let you win at bingo just because you're dying. But we'll go out and take videos of your ranch for you when you can't get out there. And Caitlin, who won't let you skip your morning exercises but knows when you need to hear that your wife is in good hands. Finally, last words. What do you want to hear at the very end, and from whom would you like to hear it? In my experience, you'll want to hear that whatever you're worried about is going to be fine. When you believe it's okay to let go, you will. So, this is a topic that normally inspires fear and denial. What I've learned is if we put some time into planning our end of life, we have the best chance of maintaining our quality of life. Here are Jim and Shirley just after deciding who would take care of their ranch. Here's Jim just a few weeks before he died, celebrating a birthday he didn't expect to see. And here's Shirley just a few days before she died, being read an article in that day's paper about the significance of the wildlife refuge at the Modini Ranch. Jim and Shirley had a good end of life, and by sharing their story with you, I hope to increase our chances of doing the same. Thank you.